We have just sung Paul Gerhardt's magnificent hymn, A Lamb Alone Bears Willingly, in which our Lord's death as sacrifice is so lovingly portrayed. Here we see the goal, the denouement of Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac with the ram caught in the thicket, and of the suffering servant of Isaiah 52 and 53, who goes forth as a lamb to slaughter in the vision of Isaiah. But this portrayal does not tell us everything about the death of the Son of God. It does not portray the hideous miscarriage of justice on the part of him who should have known better and acted with integrity. It does not portray the vicious, demeaning schadenfreude and reviling by the bystanders, especially on the part of those who were responsible for his demise. And it does not portray the horror of those 6 excruciating hours on the cross, the Roman rack of execution. Listen to this portrayal now from the ingenious, inspired pen of St. Mark. Listen, and if you have a Bible, do not read along. Just listen. And do not be detached, for you are not innocent in the matter of this death.
Early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law and the whole Sanhedrin, reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "Yes, it is as you say." The chief priests accused him of many things. So again Pilate asked, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. Pilate asked, "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" Knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. Pilate asked, "What shall I do then with the one you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked, "Why, what crime has he committed?" But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling to their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. They said, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling on Elijah." One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. He said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down." With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the king God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid.